Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Basically, our Mishnah here, Masechtas Arla Perik Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, is going to teach us that only the fruit, the actual fruit of the Arla tree is Aser. But things like Ha'olim, the leaves, Va'lulavim, you know what lulavim are, Umegafanim, Megafanim are water that comes out of the vines, either when you cut the vine itself or the branches, particularly during Nisan, this liquid comes out of it. Smother is a little flower, which is really the grape when it starts to develop. The next stage of the grape after smother is called boiser. Boiser itself is already called a peri, even though it has a long way to go till it gets fully ripe. So these three things, the leaves, the lulavim, the water of the vines, and the smother, the little flower, are all mitarim ba'arla, because the Torah says, your fruit is aser, and these are not considered fruits, even though they come from the arla tree. Uberevai, they're also not part of Netaravai. Netaravai is year number four. The first 3 years, the fruits are early. Year number four, the fruits of the fourth year are similar to Maiser Sheni. You have to either bring it to Yerushalayim, eat it there, or redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. But it only goes on the fruits, not on the Alim, Lulavim, and Megafanim. Same is true, says the Mishnah Vayitru, Ben Nazir. Now we know that a Nazir is not supposed to eat parts of grapes. But this is not considered the fruit. And the Torah says a Nazir can't eat it. Lo yoichel, only things that are normally eaten. However, vasurim ba'asherah, asherah is an avodah zarah tree. When it comes to this avodah zarah tree, we don't say just the fruits are aser. Anything that has anything to do with the tree is aser. The pasuk says, "V'le'yidbak biyadcha me'uma menacherim." That's when it comes to avodah zarah. So if someone were to ask you, what is the story with the leaves, with the lulavim, with the juice that comes out of vines and the smadar? Are they considered part of the tree or not? So you'll answer, depends for what? For Arla, for Netaravai, for Nazir, they're not part of the tree. But if this is an Avodah Zarah tree, it is part of the tree. Rabbi Yossi says the Mishnah Vayitra, smother asim neshi pei. Rabbi Yossi holds, this smother, the little flower, as the grape starts to form, is asr, meaning to say, asr as far as Arla is concerned, asr as far as Netaravai is concerned, you have to first bring it to Yerushalayim, you can't just plain eat it. It's asr for the Nazir to eat, because according to Rabbi Yossi, it is considered a peri. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter. Rabbi Eliezer says, Hamamid bisraf ha'arla is asr. What does it mean, Hamamid? You know how they make cheese. If you've never seen them make cheese, I suggest you don't, because you may not want to eat cheese afterwards. But basically, you let the milk just sit there, and it begins to ferment, and slowly it starts turning cheesy. If you want to make the process go quicker, you put something in. Similar to putting in sourdough into a dough. One of the things you may put in is the sraf from a tree. Sraf is the sap in a tree. So this person made cheese, and he wanted to quicken the process with the milk to turn it to cheese, or the milk solids to separate from the liquid, you know, the gooky part from the liquid part, so it becomes cheese. So he used a sticky substance that comes out of trees. And it was sraf ha'arla. So Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, hamamid, when you set something up that it should curdle, it should ferment, and it should, like, soak together, that's called hamamid. So hamamid bisraf ha'arla, with the sap from an arla tree, aser. You should know that cheese is aser, because arla is aser bahana. And by the way, this will be true if it's sap, says the batanur, that comes from a tree that produces pears, or even an ilan srak, even a tree that does not produce pears. If it's an arla tree in the first 3 years, don't use it to curdle your cheese, because you won't be able to eat the cheese, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Shua says, Shemati ayurt from my rebbein beferish. Shamamid bisraf he'olim, if you're going to curdle the milk with the sap that comes out of the leaves of an arla tree, or bisraf ha'ikarim, the sap that comes from the trunk of the tree, mutter, then it's mutter. But bisraf ha'pagim, pagim are fruits that didn't ripen, or didn't ripen as much as they were supposed to, explains about tanura. The sticky substance that comes out of that, aser, that is aser, neshehem peri. Because these unripe fruits are considered fruit. The pears themselves will be considered arla, these pagim, so the juice that comes out of it is also considered arla. So we learned that our Mishnah, the Tanakama holds the leaves, the lulavim. So a lulav that we have is the lulav that comes out of the tamar. Lulavim are like these shoots, that these branches, soft branches that become like hard. Different trees have them in a different way, but basically it's more or less the lulav, the liquid that comes out of the vines when you break it open, and the smudder, the first stage of grape is it has like a little flower. There is no iser as far as arla is concerned. There are no restrictions as far as neter avai is concerned. A nazir can eat it. A nazir can eat the leaves and the lulavim and drink the megafanim. Because when we say a grape, we mean the grape peri, and that's not called the peri. Zehal de Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says smother is usser. Rabbi Eliezer told us that if you're going to put in the sap of a tree into your milk to help it turn it to cheese, even a drop of it, it's going to usser it behana. However, Rabbi Yeshua said that that's dafka in the sap of pagim, unripe fruits. And of course, fruits that are ripe. But if you're going to use the sap that comes out of the leaves, comes out of the trunk of the tree, that is not considered arla. And if you use that to curdle your cheese, you can go on and eat the cheese.